So last week I saw Legend, aka the film of Tom Hardy, not his life or anything. Legend is about the Cray brothers, who were notorious in the 1960s for taking over the East End for offering their services of protection, but basically they were gangsters. There's a 1990 film starring Gary and Martin Kemp that does this story a lot better. As you can kind of already tell, I wasn't the biggest of fans. We'll start with the good. So, Tom Hardy is absolutely excellent, as he often is. Here he's playing both Ronnie and Reggie Cray. Ronnie is a sociopath, absolutely insane, full of malice and resentment, and he just hates everything, and plus he's very ill and doesn't really have full engagement of his brain. Whereas Reggie, his identical twin brother, is wheeler dealer, sharp, well dressed, nicely suited and booted, and he's a charmer, a bit of a cheeky chappy in fairness, but together they were evil. They tortured, they killed, they're always in and out of prison, but the film doesn't really ground it in reality, which is where I get annoyed. I'm a big gangster fan. I can appreciate the subtlety of The Godfather, but equally, violence is sometimes necessary, and here there isn't enough used for me. So, the film comes from the brain in terms of directing and in terms of writing from Brian Helgeland, which had me excited because he's behind one of my favourites. He's behind LA Confidential, and this is nothing like that. He's also behind Mystic River. He's written 60-something screenplays and a couple of TV shows. And here he made a quite keen thing about he grounded this film in reality. Now, I don't know what this American guy thinks about East End 1960s London, but it isn't quite what is portrayed on screen. The set, the costume, the atmosphere, everything that's created is very 1960s and it's really, really great. But the actual story is told from the point of view of Reggie's missus, Emily, who's played by Emily Browning, who's yet to hit a big break in this, certainly, isn't it? Sucker Punch, Pompeii and Lemony Snicket, the one with Jim Carrey, are probably her most famous to date. And she's just quite annoying, and she tells sort of a side of the story that I didn't give a damn about. It was too much of the romance side, and it just didn't gel for me. Some people will love it, no doubt. In terms of the actual film, there has been quite an uproar in the press this week where the media and the marketing for it were a sheer stroke of genius from the people promoting the film. So The Guardian, obviously, you know, very well respected paper, wrote a review, and they gave the film 2 stars. Now, lots of other people have been giving it 4 and 5, don't quite know why, and as a result The Guardian played a very clever trick, and they had a poster that featured both Hardy as Ronnie and Reggie. And in between it, they snuck the 2 stars to almost make it look like it was 5. I'll post it as the picture for this review. But, so in terms of marketing, in terms of getting this film to go viral and interest raising, fair play, well done, hats off. In terms of the actual film itself, Hardy is amazing. He plays both of them. Obviously, one he found a lot more difficult to play than the other, considering his own personal troubles, which has been well documented in the media. But he just... he was brilliant. Sadly, the rest of the film wasn't.